Listening Part 1. You will hear an interview with a woman called Hannah, who has moved abroad to live. Choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions.
Have you ever thought about moving abroad? Most of us these days go abroad on holiday or occasionally to study or work for a short period of time. And you might have thought how nice it would be to spend more time in another country. Well, Hannah has done just that. She left the UK 2 years ago and is now back home to visit her friends and family. Hello, Hannah. Why did you decide to move to France to live?
Well, it was a bit like you said. Some friends and I were on holiday in France, and when it was time to go back to the chilly UK, none of us wanted to leave. The weather was great, the scenery fantastic, and I just didn't want to go home. And suddenly, I thought there was no reason why I shouldn't stay. Okay, my French was terrible, but I'd met loads of foreigners who were working there, and I thought, if they can do it, why can't I?
You make it sound so easy.
Well, the initial decision was easy, but then all the arrangements to carry out my plan took a long time. Luckily, I had some money saved. I planned on buying a car with it, so I used this money to rent a flat. But I still had to come back to the UK for a couple of weeks to deal with packing up my stuff and so on. The flat I rented in France was tiny with just one bedroom, but it was furnished and at least I had a base. The flat my friends and I had rented for the holiday was huge and would have been great to live in, but it was far too expensive. So I left my job in the UK and took the plunge.
Did you miss anything in particular from Britain?
Well, I certainly miss my family, but at first I was really busy and didn't have time to think. Then after about 5 or 6 weeks, I began to be aware of being on my own a lot of the time. People had been really kind when I was new to the town, but then they became used to me being there and I felt more alone. Finding a job hadn't been nearly as easy as I'd expected, but I wasn't too worried because I had enough money. Life, though, suddenly wasn't as enjoyable as it had been.
So, what did you do?
Well, I was wondering whether I'd made a big mistake in deciding to stay in France. When my landlord, Jean-Michel, called one evening to collect the rent. He must have noticed I was looking a bit down and asked me if I was all right. I told him I still hadn't found work, even though I'd applied to lots of different language schools. Well, he clapped his hands with joy and said he had a great idea. I could help his wife in her restaurant. She needed extra help and didn't have anyone.
So, you solved your problem.
Yes, partly, but my French was terrible. I thought, I'll never understand what the customers are saying to me. I'll be hopeless. And the customers will lose their patience with me. I was terrified.
So, did you turn the job offer down?
Well, Jean-Michel just laughed when I told him how I felt. So, I started work, and his wife was really kind. She put me to work in the kitchens first, preparing vegetables, washing up and so on. She spoke very slowly and clearly, so I became more confident with the language. When I finally got to work in the restaurant and had to take the customers' orders, I was fine.
I think you've been there for 2 years now. Have you got any plans to move back to the UK?
Yes, I have been there for nearly 2 years, and I don't think I'll be moving back to England for a while. My French is fluent now, and so I can do some translation work as well as working in the restaurant. I've made lots of good friends, and I'm having a great time. It was certainly worth taking the risk. But I think I was very lucky to find myself in a situation in which everything worked out in the end. Some people have a very difficult time, but my experience was just the opposite.
Well, thank you very much, Hannah, and I hope you continue enjoying your time in France. Now, next on today's show... Have you ever thought about moving abroad? Most of us these days go abroad on holiday or occasionally to study or work for a short period of time. And you might have thought how nice it would be to spend more time in another country. Well, Hannah has done just that. She left the UK 2 years ago and is now back home to visit her friends and family. Hello, Hannah. Why did you decide to move to France to live?
Well, it was a bit like you said. Some friends and I were on holiday in France, and when it was time to go back to the chilly UK, none of us wanted to leave. The weather was great, the scenery fantastic, and I just didn't want to go home. And suddenly, I thought there was no reason why I shouldn't stay. Okay, my French was terrible, but I'd met loads of foreigners who were working there, and I thought, if they can do it, why can't I?
You make it sound so easy.
Well, the initial decision was easy, but then all the arrangements to carry out my plan took a long time. Luckily, I had some money saved. I planned on buying a car with it, so I used this money to rent a flat. But I still had to come back to the UK for a couple of weeks to deal with packing up my stuff and so on. The flat I rented in France was tiny with just one bedroom, but it was furnished and at least I had a base. The flat my friends and I had rented for the holiday was huge and would have been great to live in, but it was far too expensive. So I left my job in the UK and took the plunge.
Did you miss anything in particular from Britain?
Well, I certainly miss my family, but at first I was really busy and didn't have time to think. Then after about 5 or 6 weeks, I began to be aware of being on my own a lot of the time. People had been really kind when I was new to the town, but then they became used to me being there and I felt more alone. Finding a job hadn't been nearly as easy as I'd expected, but I wasn't too worried because I had enough money. Life, though, suddenly wasn't as enjoyable as it had been.
So, what did you do?
Well, I was wondering whether I'd made a big mistake in deciding to stay in France. When my landlord, Jean-Michel, called one evening to collect the rent. He must have noticed I was looking a bit down and asked me if I was all right. I told him I still hadn't found work, even though I'd applied to lots of different language schools. Well, he clapped his hands with joy and said he had a great idea. I could help his wife in her restaurant. She needed extra help and didn't have anyone.
So, you solved your problem.
Yes, partly, but my French was terrible. I thought, I'll never understand what the customers are saying to me. I'll be hopeless. And the customers will lose their patience with me. I was terrified.
So, did you turn the job offer down?
Well, Jean-Michel just laughed when I told him how I felt. So, I started work, and his wife was really kind. She put me to work in the kitchens first, preparing vegetables, washing up and so on. She spoke very slowly and clearly, so I became more confident with the language. When I finally got to work in the restaurant and had to take the customers' orders, I was fine.
I think you've been there for 2 years now. Have you got any plans to move back to the UK?
Yes, I have been there for nearly 2 years, and I don't think I'll be moving back to England for a while. My French is fluent now, and so I can do some translation work as well as working in the restaurant. I've made lots of good friends, and I'm having a great time. It was certainly worth taking the risk. But I think I was very lucky to find myself in a situation in which everything worked out in the end. Some people have a very difficult time, but my experience was just the opposite.
Well, thank you very much, Hannah, and I hope you continue enjoying your time in France. Now, next on today's show...